Redbox Media Programming is brought to you by Jack Kane Ford. Find your next Ford Tough vehicle at caneford.com. Woodhill Community Center. Have a hand in the heart of the city. Support their mission with your donations at woodhillcommunitycenter.org. Toyota on Nicholasville Superstore. Online consultants are standing by right now to help you find your next Toyota. Visit toyotaonnicholasville.com. Lexus of Lexington, home of the best-selling Lexus IS. Find yours today at lexusoflexington.com.
O Lord, my God, thou searchest me. My heart and mind are known to thee. Nothing is hidden from thy eyes. When I sit down and when I rise, and from afar thou art discerning my thoughts and hopes, my secret yearning.
Okay, so the key to the success of this activity we're carrying out at the end of our confirmation year is the time that you're going to be spending at least 5 days a week going through the material we're giving to you. So really the success depends upon the effort you give into it. So what we're going to be trying to do in these few weeks is to get to know Jesus and Mary and through the Bible. So you're going to be going through in these 4 weeks the mysteries of the Rosary, where we encounter Jesus and Mary. The first would be the joyful mystery. We encounter Mary talking with the angel, Mary going to visit her cousin Elizabeth, then Jesus born in the stable of Bethlehem, then the presentation, and then Jesus found in the temple after he was lost for 3 days. So that's what we tried to accomplish last week. And very few of you did the meditations, which I was expecting that. I was expecting most of you not to collaborate. But let's try to be, you got 2 weeks to go. So try to do as best you can the next 2 weeks. Purpose is to establish a relationship with Jesus and Mary. And that's only going to come about if you do your part. So give at least 15 minutes. 15 minutes is not that long. Find a quiet time. Place yourself in the presence of God. Say the Hail Mary. Then read. Okay, then use your mind, think. Okay, we're trying to train you to think. Okay, not just to follow your feelings. Okay, we want to train you how to think. Read, think, and then when something seems to touch you, open up your heart and talk. Talk to Jesus and Mary. Read, think. Your heart is moved. Open up and talk to Jesus and Mary. You can learn to do this when you're only 13 or 14 years old, and you keep growing in this. Probably by the time you die, you're going to be very holy. When I was your age, I didn't even know this existed. And I'm a priest now. I didn't know that this existed. So the fact that we're teaching you this now at such a young age is huge. No? But you have to collaborate. So, we can't be looking over your shoulder on FaceTime to see whether or not you're doing it or not. We can't do that. But God is watching you. And the real thing that we hope is that one day you'll really want to do it because you really recognize that God loves you. And God loves you. But he wants to be loved back. Love is a two-way street. Love is a two-way street. Someone loves, but you have to love that person back. So Jesus and Mary, they always love you. That's the incredible thing about Jesus and Mary, always love you, but we have to love them back. Guys, don't be filling it in yet. We haven't read anything yet, okay? So we'll get to it, okay? So you know, don't fill it in yet. We'll get to it. So starting tonight or tomorrow morning, for the love of God, try to spend some time with Jesus and Mary. Okay? 15 minutes isn't that much. You can spend a lot of time with your friends watching something on TV or a movie or YouTube. You can spend a lot of time. You give 15 minutes. Yeah, 15 minutes is only, what, 5% of the day. You give God 15 minutes and that's it. If you want to spend more time, so much the better. I usually spend about an hour and a half, an hour and 20 minutes here talking with God every morning before I start my active work. And an hour and 20 minutes is not enough at times. I want like an hour and a half. So we can teach you how to pray, but I can't give you the desire to pray. Can't give you that. You can take the horse to the water, but you can't make the horse drink the water, as they say in New York, among the proverbs that I learned. Okay. So we can teach you how to pray, and this is a very easy program that I wrote out so that you all understand. It's not complicated. It leads you into prayer, but you have to say yes to it. Okay, so let's start with the handout. See two images of the child Jesus in the arms of Mary and the child Jesus in the arms of Simeon, the prophet. The Word of God is so rich and powerful, like a two-edged sword, separating bone from marrow. Jesus teaches us also that man does not live on bread alone, but in every word that comes forth from the mouth of God. Therefore, in our program of consecration of our total being to Jesus through the hands and heart of the Blessed Virgin Mary, we'd like to revisit the mystery of the presentation of Jesus in the temple through the hands of Mary. This consecration speaks very eloquently about our own consecration. Simeon held Jesus in his hands and was ready to go in peace. The elderly prophet, Simeon, held the little infant Jesus in his hands and then was ready to go in peace, even to die. He had waited this day with so much desire and for so many years. Finally, this day arrived. Simeon had the privilege of seeing Jesus and holding him just once. Don't go back to the response until we finish, okay? Don't jump the gun, okay? We have the privilege of seeing Jesus every day, every time we visit the church, and look to Jesus truly present in the tabernacle or in the monstrance, where he is solemnly manifested for our love and adoration. Jesus present to us and entering us in Holy Communion. In this Marian Eucharistic meditation, we want to beg Our Lady for the very special grace to live out our consecration to Jesus and Mary through the presentation of Jesus to the Father in every Mass, every Eucharist, every Holy Communion. I turn the page. How many of you have seen the movie The Great Miracle? Okay, so you saw it, okay? Did you like it? Good movie, right? Okay, so the very heart of this presentation, we're going to be going through that movie and see how this movie speaks to us about our love for Jesus, Jesus' love for us, our love for Mary, and Mary's love for us. The name of the movie is The Greatest Miracle. In the modern animated, it's called Claymation. Probably know that, right? The Greatest Miracle. We capture the essence of the fruit of grace, or grace, we want to beg for through the heart of Mary in this second meditation on the presentation of Jesus in the temple. However, this time it is our intention, through the hands and heart of Mary, to enter more deeply into the sublime mystery of the Mass and the Holy Eucharist. But most specifically, by learning to offer ourselves through the hands of Mary in every Mass that we attend. We beg Mary that we will derive many more fruits or graces from the greatest of all prayers, the Holy Sacrifice of the Mass. Don't work on that yet, okay? Don't work on it. The movie, the summary, The Greatest Miracle. In this movie, are you there? That teaches us how to move from sadness to joy. The guardian angel brings three despairing individuals into the church, into the celebration of the Holy Mass. The purpose is very clear, to help them and us to really live out the Mass to the fullest extent possible, with the help of Mary and the guardian angels. A key element of the Mass is the offertory or presentation, like the fourth joyful mystery, the presentation of Jesus in the temple. The angel teaches them the importance of the Mass as the greatest prayer in the world, as the greatest miracle that happens every day on the altar. Turn the page. I don't know if you've ever seen those two pictures, those two people. Mm-hmm. They're not in that movie, okay? Okay. The angel said, sadly, that many people get very little out of the Holy Sacrifice of the Mass for the simple reason that they give very little in the Mass. God loves a generous and a cheerful heart. And the angel proceeds to teach them the importance and the way to live out the offertory of the Mass. How? Very simple. Offer all that you are, all that you have, all that you desire, and place it on the altar. Better yet, on the paten in the Mass. Then the Holy Sacrifice of the Mass will have much more value for you and the whole world. The Mass has infinite value, but we must tap into this infinite reservoir of graces and beg Mary the full of grace to help us to understand this key concept and then to live it more fully in every Mass that we have the privilege of assisting at. Offer yourselves to Jesus through the hands of Mary in the Mass, as in the mystery of the presentation of Jesus in the temple. The Lord Jesus was presented in the temple through the hands of Mary. Likewise, we want to present our intentions in every Mass through the hands of Mary. How many intentions? You might ask the question, how many intentions can I place in Mary's hands to live out the Mass more fully? The response is very simple. As many as you want. An infinite number, the sky is the limit. The more intentions that we place in the hands of Mary, the Mother of God and our Mother, the more, turn the page. The more pleased Jesus is with us And the more profitable and efficacious will be the Mass for you, as well as for the world at large. God loves us, and He wants us to ask and to beg with boldness. That's from the Diary of St. Faustina. Jesus told us, ask and you will receive. Seek and you will find. Knock and the door will be opened to you. Matthew 7:7. The more we ask and beg for with confidence, the more God will give us if we simply trust. If we go through the most pure and efficacious channel, which is the Immaculate Heart of Mary. Okay, so let's, before reading through this, okay, so you arrive at Mass 10 minutes early. What are you going to do? There you are, you can offer, you offer your intentions. What might it be? You know, you're obliged from the fourth commandment. You have to pray for your parents, whether you like to or not. You got to pray for your parents. Maybe you have an older grandmother; her health is really weak. That's another intention. Maybe there was a girl at school that cut her wrist. I mean, she's in danger. I mean, she's possibly thinking about suicide. That's another intention. That's another intention. Maybe one of your friends at school said that her cousin got in a car accident in Mexico and she's in the hospital. There's another intention. Well, if your father comes home and says, you know, I'm working in construction, no work for 2 months. We're not going to be able to pay the bills. That's an intention. Very real. Your older sister is engaged to get married and she fights with her fiancé and she's in depression. Pray for your sister. That's tough. Now you're struggling with math in school. Okay? Pray that God will give you light. Yeah, pray that God will give you light. Sometimes we don't pass our exam because we don't pray. You pray, what happens? You get the Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit gives you light. You got to study too, of course. I'm going to pray. I'm not going to study. I'll get an A. That's presumption, right? No, you got to do your part. Okay, you find yourself always fighting with one of your brothers and sisters. Pray for that brother or sister you can't stand. That's an intention. That's an intention. Okay, you have fear because there's someone at school that's starting to bully you. I mean, that's a problem. There's a bully, and he's going after you. And maybe that bully's got a couple of friends that are cholos. That makes it worse. Sometimes the bullies are cholos, and they've got a group of cholitos, right? Well, pray over that. It's an intention. Okay, maybe you've had a stomach ache for the past 5 days and it's not getting any better. You're afraid it might be something serious. Who knows, maybe it's cancer. I mean, only God knows, right? Pray. And you offer the intention and right after the intention of the Mass, it disappears. That happens. It really does. You got to believe. You got to ask with faith. It's something you can even be praying for the future. I'm in eighth grade. You know, I want to go to college one day. I don't know where, when, or how, but I even pray right now that when I graduate from high school, I'll choose the right college. This is 4 years away, but you can still pray about that. I was praying before my Mass today for myself when I die. And my prayer was, I want to die in God's grace. I was praying a whole hour on that prayer. That's a good one. When I celebrated Mass, I was praying for myself, nothing wrong with that, that when I die, I'll go to heaven. That was my prayer. You can do that too. Where are you going to be if you live to be 80 years old? Where are you going to be in 65 years? Only God knows. Well, you can pray that in 65 years, if you're going to die, most of you are 13, you die at 80, and you'll die loving God. That's a great prayer. That's a great prayer. In Mass this morning, I was praying for all of you for your conversion, your growth in grace. I was praying, telling God sorry for all of your sins. Because we're all sinners, right? And I'm praying to God that He'll help you to sin less in the future. And I'm praying for all of you that you're all persevering grace. And I pray that all of them will die in grace. That was my prayer this morning. Praying for these kids. You like that? You don't like that? Wow. If I never heard any priest say to me, "Boy, I'm praying for you that you're really going to be holy and get to heaven." I've never heard that before. I think you should be grateful. I think you have to learn how to say, grazie, thank you. See, what I do when I celebrate Mass, I load the altar with so many graces, with so many intentions, I'm afraid that the altar is going to cave in. It's not going to cave in. I'm using a little bit of hyperbole there. But load the altar with all these intentions. Years ago, about 40 years ago, no, maybe 50 years ago, 45 years ago, my mother taught catechism for many years. And she was teaching confirmation students. And there was a confirmation girl that said, Mrs. Broom, I don't get anything out of Mass. And my mother said, you don't get anything out of Mass because you don't bring anything to the Mass. Amen. Huh? Good response, Mrs. Broom, huh? What a quickie, huh? And then it shut the girl up. She shut up after that. She kind of, a sarcastic, kind of a wiseacre, and she was trying to prod my mom. I don't get anything out of Mass. Because you don't bring anything to Mass. That's the whole purpose of this talk. Got it? That's why you don't come 10 minutes late to Mass. You come 10 minutes late to Mass, then you can't do this. So this has to be done. Can be done in your home, right? Your parents aren't punctual, you can do it at home. But all these intentions, what we're going to read now is about a year and a half ago, my father died. Yeah, it was in October, a year and a half ago. And I flew home to my parents live in New Hampshire, and there were about six priests there at the Mass. And the church was packed. Because my father loved children. He had nine. He's got 39 grandchildren. And when my father retired at 70 years old, he dedicated a lot of his time to his grandchildren, but also my father dedicated time to building Catholic schools. Because he had money. He had money. And he worked at Wall Street. You probably heard of Wall Street. So he was a very, very good businessman. So he's busy building Catholic schools. So there in the Mass, it was jam-packed with all these little kids. They came to want to say goodbye to Mr. Broom. So the church was packed. And then the people came back here, and there was about 1,000 people in the Mass that I celebrated for my dad, memorial. And this lady in Mexico said she offered about 50 Masses for my dad. So my father's probably had, maybe he's had, I think he probably had maybe 400 to 500 Masses offered for him. That's a lot. Most people have one Mass offered, maybe two, and then every year maybe a Mass, no? But he's had maybe 500 Masses offered for him. But you know, I still pray for my father. Maybe he's still in purgatory, I don't know. He wasn't perfect. He was called a hoodoo. Sometimes he had a kind of a really strong temper, and you know, he would admit that he wasn't perfect. My mom would too. But he was a good man, but not perfect. So even have all these massive offers from my father, who died at 80 years old, 88, no? Still, he still might be in purgatory. I hope not. I want to be in heaven. So you can never go wrong. And some of you have grandparents that passed away, right? And I think the danger is, well, my Abu Lid, he was a good guy. He's in heaven. How do you know? How do you know? Did you go out there and see him? How do you know? So we don't know. And in the movie, El Gran Milagro, remember Doña Cata? The older lady with the gray hair, she's there in the church, and the angel says she has a really pure soul, and she receives Holy Communion. Remember what happened? Floor open, and what was happening? Looked like they were trying to swim and get to the surface of the lake. Remember that? Where were they? Where were they?
Purgatory.
And what happened right after she received Holy Communion? I think it's one of the best scenes. Any of you remember? Yes. Okay, what happened was the angel went down. Don't you remember?
Oh, yeah.
What did the angel do? Took her and pulled her out of purgatory, and going up and up and up and up and up and up all the way through the roof. So you're going to Mass and offering that intention, that could take your bis abuelo, bis abuelita that lived in the Cristero movement back in 1929. Maybe one of your grandparents has been in purgatory for 100 years. And you receive your communion, and God was waiting for your communion to bring your grandmother up to heaven. That's the way God works. And when your grandmother gets to heaven, she can be looking down at that little nieto or bisnieta, and she can be saying, Jesus, help her. She's 13. It's kind of a tough life there in L.A. in 2018. Huh? Yeah. Kind of a tough life. Those girls have temptations I never had before. Help my nieta. And God's going to send down, He's going to send down a protection, like a shield, so that bad things won't happen to you. You're going to see it. When you get to heaven, you see what I'm saying is true. Because we only live in the physical world. But the spiritual world is more real than the physical world. You have a guardian angel right next to you. You can't see it, but your guardian angel is right next to you. Whether you see that guardian angel or not, right next to you is your guardian angel. There's a guardian angel right here, and there's one here too. Right next to you. Helping you guys. But you have to believe. And all these blessings come only if we give ourselves to Mary. We place these intentions in her hands. She gives them to Jesus, and Jesus goes to God the Father, and he sends down a storm, a deluge of blessings upon us. One great saint said one Hail Mary was worth more than all the books that he wrote. One Hail Mary is so important. So talk to Mary. Tell Mary what's going on in your life. Tell her your fears. Tell her your sufferings. Tell her your worries. Tell her your joys. Tell her your plans. Tell her your goals. Hey, I believe that we all have to have dreams. We don't. We all have to have dreams. I have many dreams, and you should have dreams, and God helps to carry out those dreams so they become reality. Speaking like a poet now, huh? Right? We all should have dreams. But allow God to help us to carry out those dreams so they become real. And the greatest dream should be that all of you are great lovers of Jesus and Mary. That's the greatest dream. That can become a reality whenever you want. Amen? Okay, so we're going to go through three intentions that I wrote out, but I've given you about 20 different intentions that you can put. And this is not all exhaustive. You might have your own intentions that I haven't even mentioned. Okay, let's go. Okay, let's go down to the souls in purgatory. Middle of the page. In all masses, placed in the hands and the heart of the Blessed Virgin Mary, someone who has passed away and gone before the judgment seat of God, passed from time into eternity. Better yet, pray for as many souls of the faithful departed as you like. Tradition has it that on Marian feasts, God is very generous in opening up purgatory and freeing many souls. Place the deceased in Mary's hands in the offertory of every Mass that you assist at. These souls will be eternally grateful towards you, and they will intercede for you before the throne of God. Do you know today is Mother's Day in Mexico? Did you know that? Okay. How about this Sunday? So in my radio program, I said that las mujeres mexicanas tienen doble bendición. They've got Mother's Day today, and they got Mother's Day on Sunday. Huh? They can celebrate Mother's Day twice, right? Yeah. What day is Sunday? What day of the month is it? Do you know? May what? What is it? May what? May 13th. What happened May 13th 100 years ago? 101 years ago. She appeared where? Our Lady Fatima appeared to three little children. Jacinta, Francisco, Lucia, 101 years ago on Sunday. So it's Mother's Day, it's also Mary's Day, and it's also the day of Our Lady Fatima. You know what you can do is write out a little spiritual bouquet for your mom, and starting today, tomorrow and Saturday, say three rosaries, and say you're offering your communion for her on Sunday, Mother's Day. Beautiful gift. May have living out what we're talking about. I probably know at least 80% of your mothers and your fathers. I've been here way before any of you were born, okay? And I knew your parents before they knew you, okay? And I know most of your parents, what they want of you more than anything else is your salvation, and they want you to pray. Isn't that true? And I know your parents. I know them, not as well as you, but I knew them before you were born. But they want you to pray. They want you to get to heaven. You can imagine if you gave that to your mom, this little artistic spiritual bouquet, offered three rosaries, I offered my communion for you on Mother's Day, your mother's going to be really happy. You see, I prefer that rather than chocolate or roses, no? I think so. I think your mom wants prayers more than, chocolate or having some flowers, no? Yes, and it's harder though. Praying those rosaries and the spiritual work is harder than just going to the store and saying, "Give me those chocolates." Okay. Okay, let's move on. Number two, conversion of sinners. When Our Lady appeared in Lourdes to Saint Bernadette, 1858. Then to the three children of Fatima, 1917, she asked the prayers and sacrifices for the conversion and salvation of poor sinners. In every Mass, place in Mary's hands in the offertory poor sinners. You all know relatives, friends, and many others who are angry at God have given up the practice of the faith and rejected the church and are in real danger of losing their souls. Place them in the hands of Mary as another one of your offerings. Your Mass will produce abundant fruits in time and in eternity. So let's take an example. Okay, so you arrive 10 minutes early to Mass, and you pray for the conversion of a deathbed sinner. Now, your deathbed sinner is someone who's about to die in the hospital or maybe in his home. Okay, you offer that up. That moment in China, thousands of miles away, there's this man who's 95 years old, and he's dying of cancer. And he was baptized a Catholic, but he walked away from the church 70 years ago. After you finish offering your communion through the hands of Mary, he has an inspiration. Inspiration means an interior light in his mind. And here's an interior voice in his soul, called the priest. So he talks to the nurse and says, you know, nurse, could you do me a favor? I know I'm really sick. Call a priest. So about 5 miles away, this priest drives in and he sits down next to this old man who's dying. He says, how can I help you? You know, Father, I want to receive the sacraments before I die. The priest says, when was your last confession? 75 years ago. Wow. And after 75 years, this man opens up and he tells the priest all the sins that he can remember. Then the priest gives him the anointing of the sick with the holy oil. Then the priest gives him Holy Communion. Then an hour after that, the man dies. And he goes to heaven. Why? Because you here in Los Angeles offered your communion through the heart of Mary, and Mary was able to obtain the conversion of this man by an interior light in his mind and his heart. He made a confession and died 2 hours later. So for all eternity, that Chinese man is going to be saved because you offered up that sacrifice. When we die, we're going to see that that's the way God works. In one soul, the salvation of one soul is worth more than the whole universe. Your soul. The soul is the principle of life, which gives you life. Without your soul, you're dead. Your soul is worth more than the whole world. And because of that sacrifice you made, that man is going to be in heaven for all eternity. That's the way God works. He works in silence, in a very mystical, kind of inconspicuous, hidden way. That's the way God works. So God is calling you to save a lot of souls. You can. You don't have to be nuns or bishops or priests. You can do it even if you're a 13-year-old girl or boy that's going to 8th grade. But if you have a pure heart and a heart that loves a lot, that's what God sees. So be open to that. You get to work with Jesus and Mary to save souls. Amen? You can do it. You can do it. Okay, so let's move on. Put that leg down. So we've arrived at the personal heart transplant. Any of you know what a heart transplant is? You ever hear of that? What's a heart transplant? Adon, do you know what that is, heart transplant? No? Girls, you know what a heart transplant is? When I arrived here, there was a guy named Paco Castillo. I don't remember him, Ophelia. The Castillo family. He was about 17 or 18, had a really serious heart problem, and they found a heart donor, and they transplanted the heart, and the guy's living in Texas now about 20 years later. Very healthy. But a spiritual heart transplant is when you receive Holy Communion, you receive the heart of Christ. And he makes you holy. He makes you holy. Because you receive the body and blood of Christ. What's the most important organ in the human body is the heart, right? So he makes you like him. Every time you receive Holy Communion, you receive the Sacred Heart of Jesus. Wow. That blows your mind off, huh? Really, think about that. Okay. You ready? It would be incomplete in our living out the Mass by means of the offertory. We did not pray for our own conversion. Only God is perfect. All of us are sinners. Why not place in the hands and the Immaculate Heart of Mary your own struggles with sin? Okay, what might our struggles be? With impatience, impurity, pride, anger, sloth, laziness, envy, you name it. Place all of these in Mary's hands. She'll place them on the altar, and when the priest lifts up the host in consecration, when you receive Jesus, the Son of Mary, in Holy Communion, God the Father rejoices in Jesus and in the prayers of Mary and in you. Ever hear the phrase, you become what you eat? Ever hear that phrase? What does that mean? You become what you eat. So say, for example, after this, you go to McDonald's and, you know, all these girls, they order 5 Big Macs and they eat all of them and some papitas and a milkshake. You do that every day. Every day you do that for about a month, you're probably going to get sick, right? Right? Or say, for example, you have a healthy meal and you do exercise, you're going to be strong. And be strong. So when you eat Holy Communion, you eat the body and blood of Christ. You become like Christ. As Paul says, no longer I who live, but Christ who lives in me. Transformation in Christ. No longer I who live, but Christ who lives in me. We become what we eat. You got to believe that. Do you believe it?
No.
Do you? I'm glad you do, because it's true. Yeah? In conclusion, to consecrate our whole self to Jesus through Mary, one of the most powerful and efficacious means to carry out this and to arrive at transformation of our lives is through living out the holy sacrifice of the Mass through the hands and the heart of Mary in the offertory. Got that? Okay, we've arrived at the point that you've all been waiting for, okay? Some of you are jumping the gun, okay? So, here are the questions. Simeon had the privilege of seeing Jesus and holding him how many times? Just once. We can go way beyond that. Just once. Number two. We have the privilege of seeing Jesus every time we, what's that? Visit the church and look to Jesus truly present in the, how do you pronounce it? Tabernacle. Or in the monstrance, where he is solemnly manifested for our love and adoration. Number three. We want to beg Our Lady for the very special grace to live out our consecration to Jesus and Mary through the presentation of Jesus to the
Father.
To the Father. Every
Mass.
Eucharist. Every Eucharist, okay? In every two words? Holy Communion, good. Every Holy Communion. It is our intention to enter more deeply into the sublime mystery of the Mass and the Holy Eucharist, but most specifically by learning to offer ourselves, offer ourselves to Jesus through the hands of Mary in, what's that?
Every Mass
that we attend. Number five, the greatest miracle. In this movie that teaches us how to move from sadness to joy, the guardian angel brings three despairing individuals into the church, into the celebration of the Holy Mass. A key element of the Mass is the offertory, or boys, your silence is not eloquent, okay? Offertory or
presentation,
okay? Like the fourth joyful mystery, the presentation of Jesus in the temple. The angel teaches them the importance of the Mass as the greatest prayer in the world, as the greatest miracle that happens every day on the altar. Then the angel proceeds to teach them the importance and the
way.
And the what, Maria? No? And the way to live out the offertory of the Mass. How? Very simple. Offer all that you are. All that you have. All that you desire. And place it on the
altar.
Good. You're on a roll. The altar. Better. Yet, on the, what's that? Do any of you know what the paten is? Oh, I think you know. What is it? Do you ever notice a big hose? Underneath the hose, you have that golden, circular, looks like a plate. You ever notice that? Where we place that big hose, that's called the paten. Okay? So you got it. Huh? That's called the paten. All right. We'll learn a little bit new vocabulary today, right? The Lord Jesus was presented in the what?
Temple.
The temple through the hands of who?
Mary.
Likewise, we want to present our Crystal? Oh, you're coughing. Okay, kind of. Maria? You're faking ignorance. You really know it, right? Okay. Intentions. Your intentions in every Mass through the hands of who?
Mary.
The more we ask and beg for with confidence, the more God will give us if we simply trust. Jesus, I trust in you. And if we go through the most pure and efficacious channel, which is the Adon?
Immaculate.
You got it. But three words. The Immaculate Heart. Heart of who? The Immaculate Heart of Mary. Yeah. Okay, the three special intentions are very pleasing to who? Jesus and who else? Mary. placing in Mary's hands in the offertory the poor souls in purgatory, that they may go where? To heaven. Then number two, the poor sinners for their conversion. We don't want them to keep sinning. We want to be converted from sin, right? For their conversion. Our own conversion by placing our struggles with sin, we struggle with sin, in the hands of who? Mary. And finally, to consecrate our whole selves to Jesus through Mary, one of the most powerful and, what's that? Do any of you know what efficacious means? Efficient. Okay? Efficacious means efficient. Okay? Efficacious means to carry this out and to arrive at a transformation. You know how to write that? Spell it out. Transformation. Okay? Of our lives is through living out the holy sacrifice of the Mass through the hands and heart of Mary in the
communion
and the offertory. Okay. Very well done. So we're going to say a Hail Mary. And Adnella, I think, has a final announcement. And then we're going to restart and do at least 15 minutes. At least 15 minutes, right? Tomorrow morning, 15 minutes. Not that long. And that's going to give you a lot of peace and joy. In the name of the Father, the Son, the Holy Spirit. Amen. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen. To the Trinity, glory be to the Father, to the Son, the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
Thou art before me and behind, and thou hast broke my heart and mind. Upon me thou hast laid thy hand. O Lord, how could I understand?
Breadbox Media Programming is brought to you by...
We want to help others, especially in places of strife, such as the Holy Land, where Christianity is dwindling by the day. But how to help? Here's an easy way. Buying products through the Holy Land gift shop. Every product you purchase at myfranciscan.org/shop helps Christians support their families and stay in the Holy Land. Olive wood, embroidery, spices, and many more authentic products from the Holy Land are available right now at myfranciscan.org/shop. The Holy Land gift shop, bringing the Holy Land home.
Thank you for listening to Breadbox Media. Find more about us at breadboxmedia.com.